Hey folks, you are listening to episode 39 of the Unschool Files podcast, and I'm your host, Megan. This episode is going to be somewhat brief, but really packed full of updates, information, and gratitude. If you'd like to know more about what's been going on with the Unschool Files community, how it's grown and changed, what's coming up, how to get plugged in and connected, then this is the episode for you. There is so much to say in this episode, so I'm going to try really hard to be brief, but thorough, and contain my exploding excitement for all that there is to update you on. The Unschool Files, a place for community, support, and resources, is growing and evolving, and there are some fantastic new partnerships that are building. We are going to be bringing you some new offerings and programs soon, so I'm really, really excited to share all that is happening with you. You might be one of those folks who follows me over on Instagram, specifically in Instagram stories. I talk a lot about all of my ideas as I'm kind of formulating them and, you know, fleshing out my thoughts. And you might be going like, whoa, Megan, you have so many ideas. Okay, let me just fill you in a little bit on how my brain works and maybe share a bit on how I find some firm or semi-firm ground for these ideas to kind of stand on. I am the kind of person who gets just a lot of ideas, often. So much so that over the years, through my many projects and community building and group organizing, which goes beyond unschooling and homeschooling, even when my oldest, who's now 17, was very, very young, I put on an entire fall festival for a small town school. Through a parent-teacher organization that I also launched through that small town school because it didn't have one before we were there. And would just, sometimes I have taken on such huge tasks that I'm not even sure how I got to the other side of them. But let's just say that I have learned a lot of lessons and I've made a lot of mistakes and I continue to make mistakes, but these lessons have sort of helped me develop like a mental check system in my mind for all of these ideas that I get. I can't quite articulate how that mental check system works, but like kind of, I guess, picture a cheesecloth, a virtual cheesecloth for my ideas, and they kind of have to filter through. If they pass through all the series of checks in my mind and, you know, they seem like they're serving in the right area, they're viable, you know, they make sense, that kind of thing, I head straight to the closest piece of paper or my napkin or my bullet journal if it's around, or even just the notepad in my phone if that's all I've got. And I just start making lists, writing down questions, putting website links, the names of people who are like connected to this idea that I have. And before you know it, there are little doodles and, you know, flow charts and a color palette to go with it. It's like these ideas just kind of flesh themselves out on the page, almost like it comes from someplace outside of myself. I don't know, maybe it does come from someplace outside of myself. But these partnerships, they come from these ideas that start from just a little idea in my mind and build out into an offering or a resource for the community. And some of these things I honestly never imagined would be happening. So I'm very grateful for these budding partnerships. Really, when I started this entire project, it began right here with a podcast. I never had plans beyond that. I didn't really have plans to have a regular podcast even. It was always and has kind of remained to be when I can, as I'm able, and really if I want to. Something I was really intentional about was that I never wanted to have a regular program. I didn't want to have to monetize or create an extra stressful situation for myself and like build my life around it, because I am still living my life. I am still raising three very wildly different types of humans. I move a lot. It's not something that, I wanted to, I don't know, tie me to it for just like repeat content making, really, you know, like just kind of shelling out content. I just wanted to put words of my own and honestly the stories of others around unschooling and self-directed education with pause. I wanted them to feel warm and real and relatable and never rushed or overproduced. But community quickly became the nucleus of everything. I started speaking with so many people, parents, caregivers, facilitators, young people all over the world, developing relationships with people all over the world. So eventually, I started a Discord server. I wanted to create a home for this budding community. I was talking to so many people and finding out that these people knew these people and these people knew those people. And I just was like thinking, I want a place where everybody can kind of come and come together. Not necessarily in this like super utopian, everyone's going to love one another, but a place, a hub, a place where people could just come and connect. They could ask questions. They could get support or share their own experiences anytime, day or night, and someone would be there to see it. And I wanted it to not have any paywalls. I wanted it to be accessible, although Discord is arguably a little frustrating at first. And I have, you know, someone who's amazing who has been helping with the Discord server from the beginning. We've been going at it for a couple of years now, and Lauren helps me with the bots and our sort of onboarding process to make sure that, you know, folks agree to rules and stuff before they're able to get into the server. And it's just, it's been so great to kind of watch that build out and see people build relationships with one another through that. And honestly, myself, the relationships I built with folks through that, several of those folks have just kind of like jumped in to partner with me on various things like building a website or making GIFs. Or is it GIFs? I don't know. I can never get that right. But the flashing pictures for social media, because I'm so not tech savvy, or folks who helped jump in and distribute the community zine. It's been such a gift, honestly, to have this space for people to be able to utilize. And some of those next partnerships are building huge ideas right now. They're just rumbling at the ground level, and I'm really, really excited to share them with you. But before I do, a bit of housekeeping and some kind of updates on these projects that I've already been working on, just to kind of let you know where we're at and where we're going. The zine was a huge success last year. In 2022, we printed and bound, I don't know, hundreds of zines of various types. We tried out different versions and sizes. I had a team of people. We were spread across time zones, the three of us. Shauna, myself, and Aaron worked so hard to put together these zines and get them out to everyone who wanted them, literally all over the world. And they were so patient with me. They waited on mail from me and waited for me to send money. And we had our Patreon support packages sort of tied up in a lot of that mail. And so they were waiting on things to put in those to mail out to people. And it was a huge undertaking, really. We went through quite a lot to get those zines out to everyone. They printed and coil bound and sometimes hand thread with our famous rainbow thread. And then they stuffed all these envelopes and helped me track them and get them to people for free. And it was magnificent. The next issue is issue 5. It is due out this year. I'm thinking maybe summer. I'm still working out the details on when it will come out and how exactly that's going to look. But this issue just might be digital. I love mail. I love giving mail. I love getting mail. Mail was a lot to manage around the globe, especially with a pay what you want model. And the way that our team was kind of spread out, it was not financially sustainable for us. So digital may be the most sustainable and accessible form going forward, but I know that everyone loves the physical zine and getting that in the mail. And so I am still open to partnerships or figuring out a way to do like print on demand zines that people can just order their selves, or partnering with an organization on getting them printed a couple times a year. I'm really open to that. So if you have ideas, please reach out to me. And you can find me either on my website, theunschoolfiles.com, or send me an email, megan@theunschoolfiles.com. If you do like mail though, I am back on Patreon. I would love for you to support my work. Previously, Patreon was only for the zine. We used it as a subscription service to support the pay what you want model. But since all of that is now migrated over to my website, all of the zines can be found there for purchase. Patreon is now a place to help bring me more podcast episodes. I am working on a series of episodes that is around different alternative education models as it relates to self-directed education and how they are sort of tackling the really big things that we're all thinking about, like cost and how to make some of these things more accessible to the public. There are lots of questions around, you know, how centers and schools are meeting the needs of the community. What does community care look like through that model? How are they dealing with conflict resolution? A lot of this has been happening in Instagram Q&As. I've been putting like little question boxes through stories, and folks have been answering the little question box to say things that they've been thinking about, things that are concerns for them. And there are some major ones. So I am going to be tackling a lot of those questions and concerns from parents and caregivers around the world as it relates to self-directed education. And I'm very excited to bring that series. So Patreon is going to help bring that series along, hopefully sooner rather than later. And maybe get me some recording equipment later this year. But most of all, keep me caffeinated with lots of espressos and cappuccinos. There are 3 tiers of support, starting at just $1, and patrons get access for a variety of things in return. But there is a tier for getting like super awesome swag in the mail. As always, community and virtual offerings are always free through the community Discord. Like book club and coffee chats and support circles. If you cannot support me financially, I still value your opinion and your experience, and I really would love to see you over in Discord. Members over there are also hosting things like smaller, more intentional support groups through Marco Polo. We ran one for the month of April, and one is now running for the month of May. Those are happening on a monthly basis with a new cohort every month. Our ongoing book club, you'll even find a channel for music recommendations based on whatever mood you might be in. It is a great community, and I'm sure that you will find what you're looking for if any of this sounds of interest to you. You can find the link to join that and all kinds of other cool stuff that's coming up over on my website, theunschoolfiles.com. The website community calendar of virtual events is also synced to our Discord server, so you'll find that on my website. But you can participate on those through Discord. So all of that kind of links up through the website. And you'll find links to various other things on my website, like unschooling articles, copies of the zines, future plans, and unschooling swag. Yes, I have t-shirts, cozy, buttery, soft jumpers, and, you know, library totes. Everything is ethically designed and printed on organic garments. So please, if you would love to support my work and also get something in return, please go get you some. I don't make much on the goods because, again, this stuff is all shipping worldwide from Europe. So that and the patronage are going to help me keep my website running, help me pay for all of the subscriptions and sort of housekeeping fees to run a community, and hosting my zine online with an online platform, and also compensating other unschooling professionals who are stepping up and working with me and partnering with me. Because as we grow as a community and more things are offered and folks are helping more with different things, it makes a lot of sense to me, first of all, because we live in a society where money is required to be able to live, but also to compensate people for their artistic and like brain power, or their artistic power and their brain power. So I really do, I would like to work up to supporting those folks financially. okay, to really solidify these plans on the ground level that I'm working on, all of the conference calls and the notes and the research, and I'm famous for voice notes. I like to send lots of voice notes back and forth. This website work and the partnerships that I'm co-creating in, I think they really need to be anchored somewhere. So they're going to live here in the podcast for now. First, I should say that I have worked with youth in some way and organized groups and clubs and all kinds of things most of my adult life, even outside of my own young people. So I have been thinking about ways to take that kind of work and really kind of support young self-directed learners, because obviously that is a place where, I mean, that's my lens on life now, honestly. Unschooling is my lens on life. So shifting that desire to work with young people with, you know, also other, I guess, hobbies and things that I enjoy of my own, I decided to put a couple projects together that I'm working on, both for in-person and virtual offerings for unschooling teens. So you may have seen some information on Instagram by now, because it is kind of out there, but traveling offerings for unschoolers have literally just grown by a whole new program. I am so excited to share more about this. I'm going to share just a bit today, but my longtime friend and fellow unschooling parent, Sarah, you may know her on Instagram as Fen Cottages, we have launched a program called Roam, a teen travel collective. We are taking our first trip this October to Barcelona, Spain. We put some stuff together for social media. We announced our trip, and we had like 50 interested families in the first week. It was absolutely bonkers. So exciting. We've had like our first interest call and chatted with folks, and people have already booked flights, and we are on our way. I've had travel with teens in mind ever since the very first time I heard of Blake Bowles and this trip that he was taking with teens in tow. I want to say they were going to Nepal. I'm pretty sure that I reached out even and asked if he would accept a younger person if a parent came along. In hindsight, I feel kind of silly because he was really clear about his program outline, and he was really gracious with his no. He's always so polite when I reach out, and it was not the last. Recently, I pretty much cold called him and said, I think you should hire me and we should plan a trip. What do you think? Okay, well, it's a little more subtle than that, but I'm pretty sure he probably read my first email and was like, hi. I'm just that kind of person. I'll say what's on my mind, or I'll ask for things that maybe people typically don't ask for or are not willing to ask for, maybe out of fear. And trust me, I mean, I get nervous, but when I'm motivated, I'm motivated. So we talk a little bit and he says something like, you know, I really think that you've got something going here and you could probably even run something of your own. And I would support it, and I'd share it so long as, you know, you don't just basically copy my program. So here we are. Something that I have thought about and dreamt about is now just, it's being born, and I'm so, so excited. Sarah and I are so pleased to be starting this program and giving young people more things to choose from out there. This collaboration means so much to me. Rome is a queer-affirming, women-organized and led program, and one that is going to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences, but also opportunities for alumni exploration. But also, so much more is going to come out of it. I don't want to share too much, but this is going to be something great for unschooled teens to roam the world. We're gathering up all of our interested families, and we're going to be co-creating over the coming months with our parent-teen duos as we approach our trip this fall, and I will check back in and share more with you at a later date. So on the virtual front, there is so much out there to offer parents and educators. There's a lot for, you know, coaching and de-schooling and reparenting ourselves. And this work is needed and meaningful, but it's never been a place that I've wanted to occupy. So Another thing that the Unschool Files is building is a youth mentor support program. That was a weird word to say. Youth mentor support program. I've been in talks with different educators and longtime unschooling parents, grown unschoolers and therapists, and I've got a few people on a small team, and we are working together now to build out a robust catalog of mentors for unschoolers to get more support through partnership with adults who are not just interested in, but are invested in self-directed education, and who are not their parents. It'll be accessible, meaningful opportunities to partner with these adults on various different things, from creative writing and artist support to academic tutoring or music lessons or future planning and goal setting or social and emotional well-being, or maybe just body doubling and gaming with, you know? So we are really, really excited because we know that there are many people who spend a large portion of time at home and opportunities might be limited for them. Maybe they're not able to find what they're looking for online, or maybe they're not able to find what they're looking for in their geographic location. So we are really, really excited to be providing opportunities, all sorts of opportunities for a wide range of unschoolers to be able to tap into. So it will be coming very, very soon to theunschoolfiles.com. We are working on a launch date, and it's looking like that's also going to be happening this fall. And you'll be able to, families will be able to sit with their young person and scroll through this catalog and watch intro videos and get sort of the tone and personality of our mentoring partners and see if there's something there that could help support you in your unschooling journey. So we are very, very excited about that. These two projects are huge undertakings, and that bigness is not lost on me, trust me. But I know myself, and my brain will not rest until I've tried. So I am over here working in quiet. Some of it is very out loud, but it's got me engaged with so many different people. And I really, really think that I need to take a moment to just give some serious gratitude and shouts out to these folks. So I should probably start with my awesome web developer who has continually supported my every minor change to the website. They just search for plugins when I have a specific idea and I'm trying to make a vision a reality. Kel, you are so loved, and I cannot thank you enough for your support, for everything that you do to keep the website going and put together, and for your friendship. Also to Sarah for jumping on this very fast-moving travel train with me and honestly just being the best partner. We are building something so flipping cool, and I know that it's going to change lives, and I'm so excited that we have such like similar views on what we see happening, but yet we bring such different things to the table and offer so much counter and balance to each other. And you're such a dear friend, all of that, and you're a dear friend, so it's just I'm so, so grateful for you. To all of the potential mentors that I've been chatting with, y'all are really and truly some MVPs. You have so much to offer this community, and I am absolutely thrilled at the possibility of working with you and sharing what you have to offer and for us to build out this hub and this kind of support and partnership that does seem to be kind of missing in the community. To Holly, you are always helping me with all the digital things, the logos and the GIFs and just vector files and things that I just do not have the skills in. I am so grateful for you. You're a literal genius, and I'm grateful for your friendship and all that you share with me. To all of the patrons, y'all are such a support, and I can't not shout you out, literally, by name. I have to tell the entire world that you are an amazing support for all of this work. Aaron, Amanda, Shannon, Heather, Whitney, Fran, Molly, Maria, Tasia, Chelsea, Joe, May, Madi, Makiba, Shannon, Christy, Essie, Laura, Lene, Sadi, Erica, Chavi, Michael, Sarah, Cosette, Maria, Demetria, Anna, all of you are incredible. I thank you so much for your support, your patronage, for helping me create things that I truly never thought I would get to create. To the Discord community for stumbling into what seems to be the physical manifestation of my brain in a forum style space and just kind of running with me. It's such a great community. I feel like I've said so much about it in this episode, but I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm sending you all so much love. To the folks on Instagram who stick around even when I disappear from social media or the algorithm just buries me because I don't play by algorithm rules, I always look forward to coming back onto social media and seeing you, your children, your families, your centers all flourish and be free. All of this really has happened and continues to happen through relationship, through building authentic relationship, through dialogue and discourse even, through unschooling. This lens that I have on life, I have found this extension of it, the way that I live my life with my young people, it can be applied to everything that I do, everything I create, everything I touch, all conversations and questions and partnerships with other humans. They're all held with humanity, and it's truly just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to get connected with me, submit something for the zine, find the Discord server, support me on Patreon, find me on Instagram, everything is at theunschoolfiles.com. I am so glad that you're here, and I am appreciative of all of the love and support. This community is just ever evolving and ever growing, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it. Until next time, stay kind to each other.